Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us today on the weekday podcast. We're taking a look today at a passage in the Old Testament from the book of Jeremiah. Most of the scriptures from this book of the Bible are not what you would use on your kitchen towel, frame it and place it in your living room, or drink from a coffee cup with its reference. Israel has turned away from God. They have forsaken him. The book is filled with punishment and sin, a turning away, disaster, and destruction. Jeremiah the prophet is deeply heartbroken. Now, before you hit pause or stop today, because it's not really what you expected to hear, listen to this verse from chapter 2 that just stuck out to me, and I pray that today you're challenged by what it says to you. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns, that cannot hold water. Now, there's two things that the prophet is saying in this passage that God is saying about the people of Israel. They have committed two sins. They have forsaken the Lord, the living water, the presence of the Lord, and they're doing it their own way. They exchange the presence of God for worthless idols. Don't we find ourselves in that place so often? We can exchange the presence of God for idols in our lives, whether it's family, work, hobbies, friends, ourselves. We can exchange the presence of God for those things. The passage says that the people have forsaken me, the spring of living water. Only the spring of living water can give life and sustain us. He then goes on to describe what they've done, and he says they have dug their own cisterns. A cistern is a storage for water, so the passage is saying they did it themselves. They tried to fix their problems on their own by digging their own cisterns, but they were broken and they cannot hold water. When we try to do it on our own, it's really worthless. It doesn't fix anything, and it doesn't certainly satisfy. If we keep pouring everything else into our hearts and lives, expecting it to satisfy, we are deeply mistaken. We forget to pour out our hearts to the Lord, and instead we try to pour everything else into our lives, and it's just like these broken cisterns, and they have holes all in them, and they just pour out. Instead, we find ourselves leaving the spring of living water for a broken, leaky pot. Imagine pouring water into a pot that has holes throughout the bottom. What happens to the water? Well, it doesn't stay. It doesn't sustain itself. And it certainly doesn't give life to anyone because it just pours out. But the spring of living water, Jesus, never runs dry. He is constant. He is life-giving. Remember today, if you're tired and weary from trying to do it on your own, you don't have to any longer. Return to the spring of living water and ask him to refresh you today. Ask him to pour into your life. Friend, put the shovel down and stop digging cisterns on your own that do not hold water because of the things you're pouring into your life to sustain it. Christ's supply of living water is endless. Let's not forsake the spring of living water. Let's leave our cisterns that are broken and walk away today, knowing that Christ can and will supply our every need. Return to the spring of living water. He is able to sustain your life today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.